May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1061. Lord, I believe a rest remains to all thy people known, a rest where pure enjoyment reigns, and thou art loved alone. Hymn 1061.
Let's read together from the Word of God and the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42. Behold my servant whom I uphold, and mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rocks sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrain myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills, and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, and I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back, they shall be greatly ashamed, that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our gods. Hear, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honourable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth. for a spoil, and none saith, restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord? He against whom we have sinned, therefore they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger, and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Lord, bless to us the reading of his word. Help us to pray. Kind and gracious eternal Lord God, indeed thy goodness and kindness once again is lengthened out. We, a little company of poor sinners, are favoured and spared to come into thy courts at the evening hour of this another Sabbath day. And dear Lord Jesus, we do pray thee, we do beseech thee, we desire thee. We ask thee to hear our prayer and come and make one more in our midst at this evening hour. Hear the prayer, Lord, that none may be sent empty away. Oh, that there may be, Lord, then something done and something accomplished in that great and worthy name of Jesus. We pray then for an outpouring of thy blessed Spirit. It is indeed thy Holy Spirit that we need, that we desire to be found here in our midst this evening. And we pray for gracious application of thy word. Lord, often and sometimes, Lord, the word spoken is very applicable unto us, but we want, Lord, something more than what is applicable. We want, dear Lord, something applied, something, Lord, that will last, something will endure even unto the end. Then hear our prayer, Lord. We read in the word, particularly in the prophets, and thus saith the Lord, and we ask and pray that there may be, even this evening hour, a thus saith the Lord, the word spoken by the power of thy Holy Spirit and sealed there in sinners' hearts, Lord, that it may not return to thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou art pleased to send it. Then remember us, dear Lord, we beseech thee. Because, Lord, some of us here could speak, could testify, Lord, to thy praise and thy glory, when indeed we did and have heard thy word, when it was indeed applied by the power of thy Spirit to us, Lord, and we pray that it may be so again, even this evening hour. And dear Lord, that it may also be applied to those that have never heard thy word. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless them in their hearing, Lord, that they may have a gracious desire after Christ and to know him, to whom to know is life eternal. Dear Lord, may their cry be, gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear, hear my never ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, do then hear prayer. And dear Lord, do graciously work. Thou knowest, dear Lord, where there's that concern in one another's hearts. Lord, for others, mothers and fathers in Israel, labouring, travailing, to bring forth spiritual children. And dear Lord, we ask that thou art given grant to us each, Lord, that gracious concern for others. Lord, that thy name might be honoured and glorified, so that sinners are indeed snatched from the burning, made trophies of thy grace, so that thy word goes forth with divine power. Lord, do then hear prayer. We read, where the word of a king is, there is power. Then, dear Lord, Jesus, may we rightly, reverently say, King Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, do speak this night here in this house of God, so that sinners hear, and hear as for eternity. Lord, that it may be used and blessed of thee, to the good of their souls. Oh, that, Lord, thy name is glorified. Then help us, Lord, to commit all into thy hand. Now, Lord, help us to confess all our sin and iniquity. Lord, each and every one of us, Ah, Lord, each and every one of us, whether we know it or not, have sinned against thee. Lord, and some, dear Lord, it may be, we could say, are sensible sinners. And Lord, others are unaware of the depth and depravity and the wretchedness of their hearts. Gracious Lord, oh, that they may not go home the same way. Oh, that they may go home with a real concern in their hearts for their never-dying souls. Lord, do graciously work. Then help us, Lord, to commit all into thy hand. Then pardon every sin, forgive every iniquity. Do wash and cleanse us in that fountain open for sin and uncleanness, the house of David, inhabitants of Jerusalem, we beseech thee. Now, Lord, do help us to pray for one another. Lord, because some, dear Lord, have deep trials to walk and pass through. Lord, and they're passing through them at the moment. Lord, and they know not what to do, which way to go, which way to take. It may well be their prayer is summed up in the hymn, Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Pilgrim through this barren land, I am weak, but thou art mighty, hold me with thy powerful hand. Oh, we do need that gracious divine holding. We need thee, Lord, then to go before us, to be with us, and to undertake for us. Ah, one said, guide me by thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. And dear Lord, we think of Moses' words to the children of Israel, that he it is that doth go before thee, he'll be with thee, not fail thee. Oh, then, do be one another's guide and their counsellor, and do help and do assist, and pray that then that thou make, Lord, those difficult things, those crooked things straight, those rough places plain, oh, those mountains of impossibility. Lord, oh, the children of Israel passed through the Red Sea. Lord, what seemed to be, Lord, a total, utter impossibility. And yet, Lord, not one life was lost. Oh, the amazing power of our God. And yet every life of the Egyptians following it was lost and drowned in the sea. Oh, gracious Lord, do help us, we pray. Help us to believe, help us to trust, help us then to commit all into thy hand. And Lord, do then be with thy people and I may take courage. Lord, thy past mercies, thy past miracles, those things that thou hast done of thine ancient people. Lord, and then we look at our trials, our troubles, our difficulties, and Lord, they seem so insignificant against these mighty acts of thy divine power. And yet, Lord, to us, they seem like great mountains, Lord, that we cannot move, we cannot shift. But dear Lord, we pray thou then hear and answer prayer. Now, Lord, there are thy people here then, do bless them together, bind them in love and unity, and be gracious to them, dear Lord, we pray, and do be their helper. And dear Lord, and do grant a godly, gracious increase. Lord, many, Lord, in this village pass up and down this road. They pass this chapel sometimes, perhaps some of them every day, and more than once. But dear Lord, they never turn an eye, they never turn a look, they never darken the doors. Dear Lord, oh, that thou graciously work. Oh, that there may be, Lord, some true converts, sinners converted by the power of thy Holy Spirit. Lord, that they may come, Lord, and they may hear the sound of the truth of the gospel of Christ, that he came to seek and to save sinners, came to seek and to save the lost, and he doesn't, hasn't, will not change his mind. Hear prayer. Pray then that thou remember all in sickness and afflictions past, but thy hand and heal and restore and raise up, Lord, to health and strength, we pray thee. And dear Lord, that those that are found with terminal illness, as we think of thy dear servant engaged to preach here on Wednesday, if thy will. Lord, he has terminal illness. But dear Lord, he endeavours, Lord, still to blow that blessed trumpet of the everlasting gospel. We pray, Lord, that thou strengthen him yet again, Lord, to come. Lord, he has a long journey. Lord, he needs thy help in that. But dear Lord, he needs thy help in preaching, oh, that he may be helped once more to point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. And there's others also, Lord. Some, Lord, are in old age and infirmity and weaknesses. Some, dear Lord, are younger in years. But all need the same gracious help from above. We pray thou bless then thy servants, and each and every one, Lord, that labours here, and each one that's found labouring in thy name this evening hour, whoever they are and wherever they are. Oh, that they may speak well of Christ and lift him high on that pole of the everlasting gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Hear prayer, Lord, that thou be with us here. Lord, later, Lord, the close of this service, when a few poor sinners meet together round thy table to do as thou hast bidden in remembrance of thee. Oh, for that soft, broken heart, and to remember, oh, and to call to remembrance what thou, dear Lord Jesus, did suffer, bleed and die in sinners' place, Roman's dead. Pray for others, Lord, in this world. They need prayer. They're in death and in famine. They're in disease. Appear for them. Lord, they're in poverty. They thirst. Lord, we pray thou wilt remember them and bless. And Lord, bring peace in this troubled world. And our nation also appear for us. Govern those that govern us. Overturn their evil designs. And Lord, once more we pray that thou wilt hear prayer that we may have a man that fears thy name appointed to the office of Archbishop of Canterbury. Lord, hear our prayers. Lord, then we feel that we've omitted something we should ask for. Lord, then do make up in giving where we fail. Lord, it may be that one here has sought to find a place in the prayer tonight, and perhaps, dear Lord, that has not been granted. But, dear Lord, do make up where we fail, and pardon and forgive all we ask amiss, and come now and be our helper. Fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise once more. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 956. Christ has blessings to impart, grace to save thee from thy fears. Oh, the love that fills his heart. Sinner, wipe away thy tears. Hymn 956.
Thank you.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask Your very prayerful attention again to the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 50 and the 10th verse. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of His servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon His God. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of His servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light? Let him trust in the Lord, and stay upon His God. Well, we try to speak a few things from this word this morning, and some of the exercises that go on in the heart of God's people and children that fear the Lord and that obey and walk in darkness. We perhaps dwell mostly upon this point, these that walk in darkness. You see, it is a path that many a poor child of God have to walk and pass through. A darkness, deep trials, they constitute darkness of mind and spirit. Why, one thinks of the paths, why think here of the dear Apostle Paul? Why, you say, yes, he had been indeed abundantly blessed. And he had seen visions and heard unspeakable words, not lawful for man to utter. But he had this, that he had a thorn in the flesh, lest, but now forbear, lest any man should think me above that he saith me to be, or that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Well, it's a he'd been blessed, and there may be one or more here tonight that have been blessed in time past, and you seem to know something now, this thorn in the flesh. We're not told what this thorn is, but what we do know about a thorn is, of course, that why, it is painful. And you say, and when there's something painful, it causes us to be cast down. It causes us to be distressed. And why, and yes, like the apostle, you and I, dear soul, we ask the Lord to remove this. Oh, yes, it's painful, Lord, and oh, that Thou be gracious and hear our cry and our prayer and deliver us from these things. But you say, the Lord mercifully appeared to the dear apostle. Why, yes, dear soul, he answered his prayer. And dear soul, and he might answer your prayer and mine. It might not be, though, dear soul, in the way you and I want it. But, dear soul, it will be according to His heavenly mind and will.
and his eternal plan for your never-dying soul and mine. But dear soul, there will be a blessing in it. There was for the Apostle Paul. He still has a thorn. But the Lord promises him, my grace shall be sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. So, yes, there are these things, these thorns, these ties of darkness, distress. Another time of darkness. Yes. One that fears the Lord, obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light. One thinks of here of poor dear Hezekiah. Why, you know, he had darkness, did he not? Yes, and he'd had previously to this, he'd had Sennacherib, yes, with a blasphemous letter, and who threatened to overcome the people here in Judah. Yes, but no, Hezekiah takes the letter to the Lord in prayer, spreads it before the Lord. But then, as you open chapter 38 of Isaiah, and in those days Hezekiah was sick unto death. See, these troubles, they cause worry. They cause deep concern. And we get right down to rock bottom, do we not? And we feel we just cannot go on. It affects us. Yes, and why? And it affected poor dear Hezekiah. And in those days, Hezekiah was sick unto death. Oh, yes, days of darkness, dark days. And Isaiah the prophet is sent with a particular message from God. And it was, thus saith the Lord. Oh, and yes, and when God speaks, there is divine power. There is divine power. I hope I shall never forget when on one particular occasion the Lord spoke so powerfully to me. And it was in the words of the text as it was given out. And that text was in Genesis chapter 3, and it was verse 9. And it was this part of the verse, Adam, where art thou? I don't know anything about the sermon. But oh, that word, oh, how it went right home into my heart. And this is what happens here. This word went right home into dear Hezekiah's heart. And it was, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And, yes, dear soul. And what did it do? Why, you say, there was a nevertheless afterward. It yielded the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Why? Because dear Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Why? He describes, does he not, how he felt. He was sick, recovered from his sickness. I should go to the gates of the grave, deprived of the residue of my years. Mine age is departed, removed from me a shepherd's tent. Oh, I reckon till morning that as a lion solely break all my bones, from day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. I did mourn as a dove, mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me. Yes. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord. You say, well, where did Hezekiah trust? This is how he prayed. And he prayed to the God of heaven. He prayed to the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. He prayed to him that dwelt between the cherubims. And here's how, and that's where his trust was. In his God. In his Lord. That's where he stayed. That's where he relied. Oh, yes. And the Lord mercifully appeared and answered his prayer. Yes, and sometimes it is all why God's people are found in sickness and affliction's path, are they not? You'll forgive me if I've said this here before, but last year, when my dear one had heart surgery, that night was very, very distressed. And I was, yes, and it was dark. Let me assure you, it was dark. And I didn't sleep that night. But my mind was suddenly directed to Exodus chapter 20. It's where the Lord gives Moses the Ten Commandments, and where the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpets and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said to Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. Moses said, fear not, for God is come to prove you. Friends, sometimes God comes to prove us. Yes, in the darkness. And it goes on here. And why the people stood afar, come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your eyes, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off. And this is what attracted me. And Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Yes, that walketh in darkness hath no light. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Friends, and why? We were brought to think of our dear Lord Jesus. Why, yes, in Gethsemane's garden upon the cross at Calvary. Oh, what a dark night that was for him. Yes, that who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant? Our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the Saviour of sinners, walked in darkness, dear soul. And you see this all, why sometimes you see this all, it's in these things. This all that you and I have fellowship with him in his sufferings. Why the Lord will later, few poor sinners gather round the table to partake of the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. and remember him. Ah, Renton, why, yes. And have this fellowship with him in his sufferings. And dear soul, and oh, yes. And did the whole in the just. The sovereign of the sky stooped down to wretched nest and dust that guilty worms might rise. Yes. The Redeemer left his throne, his glorious throne on high. But dear soul, here, our dear Lord Jesus, in the sufferings of Christ here, described by Matthew, in 27:45, now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. Jesus is now on the cross. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, walketh in darkness, hath no light? Dear soul, our blessed Lord, our glorious Saviour, he walked in darkness. And why, friends, why we might say that he walked in darkness, from the time of his arrest by the scribes and Pharisees, the soldiers, that we arrested him in Gethsemane's garden. What a time it was. Yes, and it is all, and go back there to the prayer in Gethsemane. Why, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And here, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Say, my God, why thou forsaken me? You know, it is all the prayer in Gethsemane's garden, indeed, was for love's sake, for the love to his people, yes, whom he loved with an everlasting love. But then, dear soul, here, why, again, he suffers in the sinner's place, Rome and stead. Why hast thou forsaken me? It is, oh, God cannot look upon sin but with abhorrence. And Jesus is here on the cross at Calvary. Yes, for sinners, in their place, Rome and stead. This, that you and I may be given faith even now, this night, this moment of time, to see and behold Christ on the cross at Calvary in our place, Roman stead. And to hear, yes, with the ear of faith, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And have a sweet, humble hope, desire that he was there in your place, room and stead, that the just was suffering for the unjust. Yes, he took the dying traitor's place. He took the sinner's place. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I say. Oh, yes, 'tis Jesus in the sinner's place. This all is the blessed, glorious gospel in a nutshell. Jesus in the sinner's place. Yes, heaven's brightest glory sunk in shame, that rebels might adore his name. Say, my soul, why not for thee? Yes, so then, that walketh in darkness and hath no light, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Well, it says here, doesn't it? Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Well, I begin back here again in the book of Genesis. Trust in the name of the Lord. We referred this morning to dear Abraham offering his son, although he never actually got to that point of the chapter, but why it is all is this. Abraham said in answer to Isaac, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went for them together. God, my son, God will provide. Well, as it reads on down here, after Abraham had offered up the ram instead of his son Isaac, Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord shall it be seen. You say, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Is why we've just alluded to that blessed Lamb, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, the Lamb that should be offered. Why, as you read here in John's Gospel, dear John, the Apostle says, this does he not, that why, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Dear Abraham, he believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness' sake. But he believed that God would provide. There was a looking forward to the day of Christ. Why, the blessed promise was given back in Genesis 3, was it not, 15, that the Lord, you see, would indeed provide. And there would be this one that indeed should come. Yes, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The Lord will provide. Yes, it is all. And I just say this in passing as well. It is all. And the Lord will provide for his people in the path of providence. He will. And this has just suddenly come to one's mind. The Lord will provide. Now then, I don't know how many of you, dear young people here, are found before God seeking for a husband or a wife. God will provide. Dear Ireland, yes, and he doesn't make any mistakes in his choice. No, he doesn't. I hope you notice what I said. I don't mean how many of you young ones are seeking the Lord. Yes. You may be seeking a husband or wife in your own strength. And dear soul, and I've been just where you are. Yes, but what a mercy if there's a gracious concern in your heart for the Lord to provide you with one that you can go up to the house of God, you can walk together with in unity of spirit. Well, we mustn't carry on down that path. Yes, so then the Lord will provide, and he's provided, yes, the Lamb of God, that would ensure indeed a save poor sinners from death, hell, sin and the grave. But then there's another, Jehovah, and that is in Exodus chapter 17 and verse 15. Why, here in these verses is where Israel prevailed against Amalek, but only after Aaron and Hur had held up the hands of the dear Moses. Yes, they sat him up on a stone, they held up his hand. And Israel prevailed, being led by Joshua. And the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. Say, the Lord is my banner. The Lord is my strength. Yes, it is all, and he puts his enemies to flight. But not before, it is all, there is the genuine inquiry of him. Yes, to hold up one another's hands in prayer. The Lord is my banner. Overcome the enemies. Yes, and the enemies of truth. And oh, and how we do need this to be done and performed in the Church of God today. That there may be those Aaron and hers that hold up one another's hands in prayer, so that the word of God's truth goes forth with divine power. Yes, and it conquers the hard, stubborn heart. Yes, and brings them submissive to God's mind and heavenly will. Ah, yes, dear soul, Aaron and Hur held up Moses' hands, and Joshua prevailed over the enemy, Amalek. But, oh, friends, yes, and there is an enemy. His name is called Satan. And oh, that there may be those that hold up one another's hands, so that Satan is overcome, and that sinners are brought out into blessed, glorious liberty of the everlasting gospel. Why, you read in the book of Hebrews, know ye not that our brother Timothy hath been set at liberty? Oh, rent, yes, and they're only set at liberty by the prayers of God's people. Oh, that there may be much prayer given unto us each for the Lord's name to be honoured and glorified, and his word to prosper in our midst. That there may be many sinners round to come and fill the place, to fill the house of God, to fill the churches with seeking souls, with true mourners in Zion. Yes, oh, that there may be then much of this given and granted to us. And why, then, there's another thing. Oh, yes, it's here, it's in the book of Judges. It's in the 6th chapter. It's where we have about dear Gideon. You remember poor Gideon? Why, there he was thrashing wheat in a wine press. Most unlikely place. Ah, yes, what's the word? Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness? What does dear Gideon say? And Gideon said unto the Lord, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up out from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Why, and the Lord speaks to Gideon. He is to go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel. And poor man, he feels to be his family the poorest in Manasseh, and he himself the least in his father's house. And yet the Lord says to him, surely I will be with thee. And thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Yet Gideon didn't disbelieve that God could smite the Midianites as with one man, but he didn't think he was the man. No. And perhaps to his soul, you don't think you're the man. But, say, get white, the angel appeared to him. He made ready a kid under heaven fire. And the angel of God said to him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. And the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff in his hand, touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. There rose fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Is that the end? No. And why, and poor Gideon sinks fathoms, does he not? He's already feels to be in the dark, but now he concludes this. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. Alas. Ah, yes, but the Lord speaks. And the Lord speaks with divine power, unction, sweetness, right into his very soul. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Thou shalt not die. And Gideon built an altar, and he called it Jehovah Shalom, which is the Lord sendeth peace. The Lord sendeth peace. Why, was that hymn here, 925? Peace by his cross as Jesus made. Church's everlasting head, o'er hell and sinners victory won, and with a shout to glory gone. When o'er thy head the billows roll, as it won it for poor dear Gideon, and shades of sin obscure thy soul, when thou canst no deliverance see, yet still this man thy peace shall be. Tribulation's thorny maze, on the mount of sovereign grace, or in the fire through the sea, this glorious man, thy peace shall be. Yea, when the eye of faith is dim, rest thou on Jesus, sink or swim, and at his footstool bow the knee, for Israel's God, thy peace shall be. Ah, peace. What does dear John tell us here? Yes, in the 14th chapter, I believe it is. Why, he says what Jesus records. Yes. Peace I leave with you. Jehovah Shalom. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Jehovah Shalom. Peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Dears all, are you worried? Are you concerned? Is there a deep exercise in your heart? Oh, maybe it's about all this sin and all this iniquity that you find within. Yes, but the Lord Jesus spoke here to his disciples. They were troubled. They were in darkness. But he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Peace by his cross. That's where it comes, dear Zal. Peace from his cross. When, yes, he paid the price, the redemption of his people with his own heart's blood. He brought peace between divine, holy, offended majesty and poor, guilty sinners. What does he say here? In John 12:32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And I, if I be lifted up, and this all by himself being lifted up, being as that lamb provided to bring peace and reconciliation between divine, holy, offended majesty. Yes, and your poor, never dying soul and mine. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Yes, this blessed gift of peace. He says to us, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And he says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Dear soul, why, what a blessed, gracious inheritance, if we can put it like that, that the dear Lord Jesus had left for his people. Why, your parents and mine, or relatives, they may leave us something in their will when they pass from this time and enter in eternity. But when this our blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ left this world to die on the cross at Calvary, he left peace. Oh, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Yes. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give. I give. Freely have ye received. Yes, dear soul, we receive the peace and pardon of our sins. in and through the death and merits of Christ on the cross at Calvary. And why, and there's this as well, isn't there? Here in Jeremiah's prophecy, why, and it reads, the Lord, our trust in the name of the Lord, yes, let him trust in the name of the Lord our righteousness. The margin rendering is Jehovah Tidzikenu, the Lord our righteousness. Ah, friends, yes, the dear Lord Jesus fulfilled all righteousness. Every jot and every tittle of it, everything in the law, Christ fulfilled. And this how he imputes that righteousness unto poor sinners. There's two very clear, shining examples of it. One is the prodigal son, and the other is God's servant Joshua, the high priest in the book of Zechariah. You see, Joshua, the high priest, and he stands at the right hand of Satan, stands at his right hand to resist him. But what it reads is this, that Joshua, and it showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. Joshua was here confessing his sin. He was. See a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul, encouraged by thy word, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look, and look again. But, yes, dear soul, Joshua's got an enemy. He's got Satan. And Satan wants conviction. Yes. Satan wants, the Lord to condemn dear Joshua. But dear soul, you're not Joshua and I, priest, and neither am I. But dear soul, we've sinned, we've come short. But the dear Lord Jesus said this, that all manner of sin shall be forgiven thee. Why, and there's no doubt, my friends, dear Joshua, why, yes, he was walking in darkness. But, you see, he was trusting in the name of the Lord. Jehovah Tidzikenu, the Lord our righteousness. And the Lord rebukes Satan. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire? Is this not one that I've loved with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness have drawn him? Yes, dear soul. His loving kindness sometimes will draw us to the throne of grace and will help us to pour out our heart and soul in confession of our sin and our iniquity before him. And the Lord hears and the Lord answers according to his word by dear John in his epistle, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, is the Lord our righteousness. He cleanses for us from all unrighteousness. And he said, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him, he said, unto Joshua, he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. Where did it go then? When it passed from Joshua, it went and fell upon Christ. And he suffered in the sinner's place, Romans dead and disarmed, yes. At why, and he says, and I clothe thee. I cause thine iniquity to pass thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. Yes, he took the robe the Saviour wrought and wrapped it all around. Ah, yes, that robe of righteousness. So that sinners may approach unto God in and through the name, blood, righteousness of a blessed Saviour risen, victorious over death, hell, sin and the grave. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, hath no light, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Why, if you read here in Isaiah chapter 9, isn't it? Why, yes, you know, it's very applicable here too, isn't it? Why, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, friends, we haven't got time to go through those things. But the Prince of Peace, peace I leave with you. Yes, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Peace I leave with you. Yes, dear sir, your sin and mine, all washed away and redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Neither let it be afraid. Why, dear soul, yes, and his name, yes, why, and elsewhere his name is this, is it not? Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, God with us. Yes, that came down and took a body like our own, sin accepted. Ah, desire and wrought out that righteousness that's found alone in him and imputed it unto poor sinners. And I have clothed thee with change of raiment. I have clothed thee. The parable of the prodigal. Why, dear soul? Father, he came back. His father ran. He fell on his neck and kissed him. A repenting sinner. Why, I think it's here in this hymn here. Why, yes, a man there is, a real man with wounds still gaping wide, from which the streams of blood once ran, hands, feet, and side. But reads here in the fifth verse, come then, repenting sinner, come. Approach with humble faith, oh, what thou wilt, the total sum is cancelled by his death. His blood can cleanse the blackest soul and wash our guilt away. He will present us sound and whole in that tremendous day. This old hymn writer says here, his blood can cleanse the blackest soul. This old, his blood does cleanse the blackest soul. Oh, glory to his name. His blood does cleanse. be that forgotten never. The vilest sinner out of hell that lifts a failure's need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Yes, yes, oh, this blessed Saviour, this glorious Redeemer. Yeah. And the Father, you say, why, he fell on his neck, he kissed him, and he gives this command. Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. As the robe of the righteousness of Christ. So that his whole, all his filth, he was in rags, tattered and torn, yes, but he was covered with the righteousness, a sinner's covered with the righteousness of Christ. Your sin and mine completely obliterated. Oh, covered by the righteousness of Christ. If that is all that he has done and accomplished for poor, guilty sinners, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £605, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. And tomorrow evening there'll be a prayer meeting addressed by Mr. Robert Field, followed by a church meeting. And Mr. Broom will preach on Wednesday evening if he is able. God willing, next Lord's Day Mr. John Rosier will preach. We'll hold a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock in the morning. Let us close with hymn 386. Weary of earth, myself and sin, dear Jesus, set me free, and to thy glory take me in, for there I long to be. Hymn 386.
Thank you.
Lord. May that prayer be blessedly answered for each and every one of us. But there I long to be with my Jesus, who has done such great things for me. Now meet with us, Lord, and be with us. Undertake for us. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.